Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to week 19 of the John Jacob Schmidt Show on Radio Free Readout, the voice of the emerging movement of God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who are relocating to the mountain states of the Pacific Northwest. That's Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. I'm your host, John Jacob Schmidt, and honored to be with you this evening once again. I hope several of you had a chance to make it to the Moscow Freedom Fest this last Wednesday. I'm happy to say I was there, and I have to say one of the best parts of the whole thing was having the chance to meet a couple of our listeners. I'll talk a little more about that in the next segment. For those of you who did not get a chance to make the event, and I have a couple of thoughts of my own to throw in regarding some of the things that were talked about by the speakers there, if you're interested. And then in the segment following that, I want to talk about trepidation and timing, the title of tonight's show, where we're going to address head on what some of you might be having a little anxiety over with the whole American readout concept. And we're going to talk about the timing of it all, because timing is everything for a movement to be successful. Is the American readout ahead of its time? Too quick out the gate trying to promote such an endeavor? Or is it a little too late and too far behind the curve to gain any traction and become something meaningful? Well, the answer to both of those questions is yes. And I'll explain exactly what that means. Tonight's message isn't one of doom and gloom. It's a message of hope. So don't miss any of it. Without further ado, we've got a couple of things in the news from this week we'd like to share with yiz and with some John Jacob Schmidt perspectives thrown in. Of course, unless you've been living under a rock, we all know that another dictator was toppled this week. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi's 42-year reign ended with his execution at the hands of the rebels who overthrew his regime. All this with the aid of NATO forces, of course. Now, it never breaks my heart to see a tyrannous dictator bite the dust, especially one who has harbored and supported terrorists. But I can't help but to be suspicious of the motives behind the move. I've yet to hear a compelling argument, one with any merit, to support our involvement in Libya. The only thing I've heard for an explanation from our government is that it's to protect innocent civilians who are getting slaughtered. Well, if that's the measure for deploying military force, then according to that logic, we should be in about 14 other countries. And this week, Hillary Clinton was shown gleefully cheering, "We came, we saw, he died." Why? Have you asked yourself that question? Why did we assist with military force? Why did we assist the rebels seeking to oust Gaddafi? And why not in Syria, where the same thing is going on there? Or any number of other places? Someone said, "Hey, there's a lot of places where suffering's going on. Why aren't we there? Like Uganda. Why aren't we helping people there?" Well, thanks. Great suggestion. Because Obama said, "Hey, great idea. Now we have troops deploying to Uganda." Can anyone tell me what national security interest we have in Uganda? I don't understand. I mean, if we really wanted to use our military to protect innocent lives where people are being slaughtered in a place where we do have a national security interest, then why aren't we running Afghanistan-style counterinsurgency operations in Mexico? That's where we should be. If we want to use our military to protect lives and in a region that absolutely is related to our national security, we should be in Mexico hunting down the cartels like Taliban. But back to Libya. I got sidetracked, as usual. Our leaders are patting themselves on the back for Gaddafi's overthrow, as if they did it single-handedly. But if you remember, they were backpedaling a couple of months ago. Oh, not us. We're letting the French and Brits handle this one. We'll have some ships in the area, but this isn't our thing. Now that Gaddafi's dead, the headlines are all accrediting Obama, and Hillary, for killing Gaddafi. Our own government cheered this on, as well as Mubarak's overthrow in Egypt. But what's going to replace those regimes is worse, much worse. The Muslim Brotherhood is positioning itself to take power in both of those countries, and they've vowed to fight Israel at some point in the near future. And of course, in my opinion, we need to stand by Israel no matter what. In the American Redoubt, we stand with Israel. In Egypt, since that revolution earlier this year, the cases of open Christian persecution has skyrocketed. Remember to pray for the persecuted, by the way. Please remember them. If you think we have persecution in America as Christians, it might do you some good to get a little perspective. Check out the Voice of the Martyrs ministries when you get a chance. I hear people all the time say, Christians in America will be persecuted one day, and soon. Well, they might be right, but there are people all around the world who are facing persecution for their faith right now, at this very moment. Anyway, the shifting and falling and rising of powers that's going on today, it isn't happenstance. This is satanic, and it's coming to America. So watch carefully what's going on in the world. Watch it closely. Oh, speaking of things coming to America, Bank of America revealed this week that it's predicting another debt downgrade for the U.S., probably sometime in November or December of this year. And also, the B of A is doing some shifty backroom dealing with the Federal Reserve to dump load some $70 trillion onto the backs of Americans by ripping off the FDIC. Now, I'm not an economist or an accountant, so I don't understand it all, the inner workings and details and lingo of everything going on, but I get the main point. Bank of America sees something big about to go down, and all this maneuvering that's going on means it's trying to protect itself. So in layman's terms, it looks like the average Joe citizen is about ready to get kicked in the financial teeth. Looks like it might be time to hunker down. Because if you have anything significant in an FDIC-backed institution, you might want to think about getting liquid real quick. Like James Rawls says, tangible assets is where it's at. Something you can put your hands on. Real estate, gold, silver, food, guns and ammo, seeds, batteries, medical supplies. Whatever you can touch and feel that could be valuable to someone in a post-collapse world. Here's a news story from the American Redoubt. Did you participate in the Great Idaho Shakeout? What, you didn't even hear about it? Well, according to shakeout.org, on October 20th at 10:20 a.m., a multi-state preparedness exercise took place, giving about 86,000 Idahoans an opportunity to simultaneously practice an earthquake drill, along with 8.6 million participants from other states. Who cares, right? Well, you remember in Obama's campaign speeches where he talked about building a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded as our military?
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Do these people even realize what they're cheering for? What are they cheering for? Lemmings. Well, if you remember, the Americans who still love liberty and know history went ballistic. So, what does any future communist leader do when proposing an idea that's met with public outcry? When he's trying to send a message that he's the people's hope and answer to the woes, you back off. Then you regroup, repackage the agenda so it looks different, rename it, and then slip it in with no fanfare. You have to disguise your little pet program as something else. After who knows how much was spent, no small fortune, on television ads, three-quarter page and full-page newspaper ads, and radio ads, they decided to get everyone to participate, to get everyone involved in something together, so they could feel like they were part of something larger than themselves. Citizens signed up and participated in something as innocuous as a earthquake drill. And it's real important to target Idaho with untold tens of thousands of dollars in an advertising campaign to get people involved, because everyone knows Idaho is a deadly earthquake zone. I mean, down around Yellowstone National Park, they feel tremblers all the time, or from time to time. But this isn't about getting you ready for an earthquake. Oh, hold on. I didn't mention, did I? Who sponsored the event? Any guesses? All right, time's up. Citizen Corps. The Idaho Citizen Corps for Idaho Citizens. A program which falls under FEMA and headed up by, you guessed it, Homeland Security. See, this isn't about saving the lives of Idahoans in the event of an earthquake. The Department of Homeland Security doesn't give a rip about that. This is about getting you involved to become part of the Citizen Corps, because you can sign up for other training to help prepare you to assist the government in all kinds of disasters and threats, like terrorism. Then they even have special training and workshops, and you can be a part of it. You can do your duty, comrade, and learn about how to spot and report potential domestic terror threats. You think that's far-fetched? Go back and listen to and go through the highlights and resources posting for Week 9, The Police State, Part 2, subtitled A Nation of Informants. I don't know, but something about the whole thing just bugs me. It's just sneaky. They already came right out and said what they intended to do. Then when there was public outcry, it disappeared. You never heard anything more about Citizen Corps. Then it subtly reappears as an earthquake drill. They're good at putting lipstick on a pig, aren't they? You got to watch these people. They're sneaky. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the Moscow Freedom Fest with some of the highlights and themes. What a great event. Oh, and before I forget, they're planning another one, this time in Boise, Idaho. And that one will be called the Treasure Valley Freedom Fest, sponsored again by Brush Fire Alliance, coming up in January with more details on the way. So mark your calendars, those of you in the south central part of the American Redoubt. Jordan Page is already scheduled to be playing there. And with that, we'll let him take you right into the break with some of the music off his latest album, Liberty. This song's titled Message of Freedom.
Message of freedom. Message of freedom. I stand at the end.
The budget should be balanced. The treasury should be refilled. Public debt should be reduced. The arrogance of officialdom should be tempered and controlled. And the assistance to foreign lands should be curtailed, lest the nation become bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living on public assistance. What a new and revolutionary idea. Can you guess who proposed this change in policy? If you were thinking Ronald Reagan, guess again. Abraham Lincoln? Keep going. Thomas Paine? Nope. Go back about 18 centuries. It was author and philosopher Marcus Tullius Cicero, referring to Rome about 50 years or so before Christ was born. Yeah, I know. That's how I felt. Will we ever learn? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
We'll be right back.
You know, I got a chance to talk to Jordan Page for a while on Wednesday night at the Moscow Freedom Fest, and I'll tell you, that's a young man with a burning passion for freedom and liberty. He's a patriot through and through. Really neat guy. He's been invited to perform at some Occupy rallies, and he said he's thinking real seriously about taking him up on the offer. Just to wake some people up, give them a message of liberty, kind of a counter-communist approach to winning some hearts and minds. Hey, he'll probably connect with a lot of them, maybe turn some of them around. The other thing that was really, really a cool experience was meeting some of the listeners of Radio Free Redoubt. That's the first time I've ever been able to do that. Now, any of you out there, you Redoubters that were there that I didn't get a chance to meet, I'm sorry. Of course, it's not like I was wearing a big sign or anything, but I was at one of the booths and a lady was standing next to me with her son talking to the lady running the booth. Well, this gal was talking about people moving to the Northwest and she says, some people are calling it a redoubt. Is there someone here from that, a John Jacob guy or something? And it kind of threw me off guard for a minute, but it was really cool. And I introduced myself. And what a neat lady. They're in the process of making the move to the American Redoubt. Her husband, a longtime listener, is still in the process of getting moved permanently. And that's tough, commuting back and forth, trying to make the move, but they're doing it. And may the Lord bless them in their efforts. Well, I got a chance to meet a couple other Radio Free Redoubters. Great experience. And I'd love to have been able to stay longer, but I had to hit the road. I had a long trip ahead of me, a drive. And, oh, by the way, thank you, Sherry, for the Jordan Page CD. She won a copy of his CD, Liberty, in a door prize, and she gave it to me as a gift. So that's what I'm playing for the segment transition music tonight. Thank you. And then she turned right around and went and bought another copy for herself. What a great group of people at the event. I love being surrounded by so many patriots. I do. I love it. I got to meet so many people. The folks at Brushfire Alliance were amazing. They really put on a top-notch professional production with the lineup of public speakers. Everything they did was great. Great job, guys. The turnout wasn't quite as high as we were all expecting, but the quality was certainly not lacking. And Brushfire Alliance is maintaining a presence in their community and definitely making a name for themselves. I wish I had the time to get into everything, but the tone was set right at the beginning with the opening monologue by Jeff Williams from the Palouse Liberty Project when he said, "We're already in a civil war in this country over our values." Of course, no opening ceremony would be complete without the singing of the national anthem, which was incredible, and everyone saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I thought it was great when Jeff Williams introduced the Idaho State Representative Dick Harwood, who spoke on the Second Amendment. Jeff said, talking about the Second Amendment, he said that talking about it makes some people nervous, and he said, that's what it's there for. So true. It was great. Representative Phil Hart was promoting his book, Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? And I was talking to him about it, and the guy is a wealth of information as far as the constitutionality of our currency. Well, a lot of constitutional issues. But that one's where he's really devoted a lot of time, and it's an eye-opener. We've strayed so far off the Constitution, we really aren't the same country as our founding fathers envisioned. And when he got up and spoke, he offered a solution for adjusting the course of our government. It was simple. The way out is to follow the Constitution. Simple. And he's right. I mean, some of the most effective solutions are the simplest. And that's what we hear so many of our elected officials say. Just follow the Constitution. Then we wouldn't be in this mess we're in. But how's that philosophy working out? What's the solution when our government refuses to follow the Constitution? Like the keynote speaker, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Wow, the guy's brilliant. He is a brilliant, very talented guy. But he said, if they're not doing what they're supposed to do and they're not following the Constitution, you throw the bombs out. Yeah, hear, hear. But then he said, then we get more bombs and the cycle never ends. His solution, which is an effective one, is just tell the federal government no. Of course, being a big 10th Amendment proponent, their main drive is working with the states to exert state sovereignty, where states draw a line in the sand with the federal government, pass their own laws and disregard federal laws where those federal laws aren't based on any constitutional authority. Pretty good strategy, except we have so many state and local governments that sell their souls to get grants and federal funding. They just can't say no to all that free stuff and money. The one I think I really connected with the most on Wednesday night was Matt Shea. He's a Washington State representative from the 4th District over in Spokane Valley. I really, really liked the guy. He had some great points, and he started off reminding everyone that our hope is not in man. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen. That scored some points with me. We need more elected officials like him, and that was one of his main points in his 4-step plan to restoring America, having more people like him. The first step, patriots need to run for local office in all positions and on all levels. Number 2, fight this Agenda 21 through a coordinated effort. And we're going to talk about that in depth because it's a globalist agenda that's targeting our kids through the schools and our communities. We have to fight this. And I want to dedicate an upcoming show to it. It's that important. Number 3, he's pushing for a federal escrow account. The federal government gets much of their money from the states. So when the feds threaten the states with withholding federal funding to force compliance with federal programs, the states can say, well, when we get our money, then you can have yours. It's ingenious. That's what happened with laws like seatbelt laws, helmet laws, federal mandated speed limits, and so on. When the states don't want to comply, the federal government holds back funding. This is good. Number 4, he is a proponent of fighting for freedom at the local level. If the whole country fights for liberties and freedom on the local level, then that's how we're going to change the whole country. And he basically said, you know, don't focus so much on the national politics. That's just a dog and pony show anyway. The obstacle to that is that in many communities, cities, and regions across the country, they don't want freedom and liberties. They want goodies and treats from the government. They want free stuff. And they're willing to relinquish rights and liberties in return. And that's why people are fleeing to the American Redoubt, people who would rather have less so-called government charity in order to have more liberty. Well, I really wish I could spend a lot more time on everything that went on at the event, but you'll just have to go to the next one and check it out for yourself. So worth it. When we come back, we're going to talk about trepidation. We're going to talk about timing. If the American Redoubt movement just kind of freaks you out, or if Radio Free Redoubt seems just a little too radical, then hang on to your seats, my conservative friends, because hopefully I'll be able to ease your minds a little and help put everything in the right perspective for you. You're listening to the voice of hundreds, maybe thousands of patriots who call themselves Redoubters. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
If you serve your country, either in law enforcement or in the military, and you are a patriot, love liberty, and want to do your part in preserving what made America great and free, join Oath Keepers today. You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we back down at the critical moment?
All right, welcome back. We are going to get right into it. Trepidation and timing. When James Rawls first introduced the American Readout and coined the phrase, I immediately latched onto it. I saw this concept as a life raft on a sinking ship. I've talked to so many people in various conversations who talk about the direction of our country. These are Christians, many of them. And they say, our nation is headed down the same path as the Roman Empire. One guy said, as Christians in America, as hard as it is to believe, we could be on the run someday, maybe soon. These are reputable people. They talk about a coming economic and societal collapse, and when they say it, they actually sound like they believe it. They talk about our nation disintegrating, fragmenting, collapsing. I hear people say that they feel this compulsion to store up food and other supplies quickly. There's a sense of urgency that's going on. And people who never before considered owning a firearm are now arming themselves with combat-style rifles, handguns and shotguns, and lots of ammunition. Why? More and more of you are absolutely convinced America is headed for troubled times. Most of you feel, down in your spirit, something's wrong in the world. You can sense it. You can feel it. And five years ago, if you would have heard yourself now, you'd have thought you've lost your marbles. And increasingly, people from all walks of life, doctors and lawyers, businessmen, professionals, laborers, blue-collar workers, teachers, preachers, and on, who 2 or 3 or 5 years ago were completely oblivious to any kind of preparedness or self-sufficiency kind of lifestyle or the need for it. They either just never thought of it, or they thought that that stuff's too extreme. And that's all changing quickly. And people who've never heard of the American Redoubt are moving to the mountain states for the very same reasons that Redoubters are moving there. It's the same people. One's just not aware, and the other one is. They want to try to surround themselves with like-minded people. It's a demographic shift that's already taking place. The American Redoubt movement is meant to formalize that shift that's happening and give direction, vision, and purpose to it. Pat Buchanan recently published a book called Suicide of a Superpower. You've probably heard of it. It just came out real recently. And old Remus posted yet another insightful piece over at the Woodpile Report talking about some of the concepts in the book. Now, I haven't read the book yet, and I intend to. But he was recently interviewed by Janet Mefford, and listen to what he has to say.
I think, Janet, what happens is it will accelerate what I describe in there, which is the disintegration of America along cultural, political, social, and even racial and ethnic lines. People will move away and really move into enclaves of people of their own kind of belief. And I think that's already happening.
He's identified these demographic shifts as already happening, and it is. One in particular is called the American Redoubt. So many of you are saying you believe that that America is about ready to experience a major collapse, but do you really believe what you're saying? I mean, truly? You believe it intellectually, but in your heart of hearts, do you really believe our country is about ready to implode economically, politically, socially? Do you really believe it? I know many of you do, and you're trying to prepare for that. If you do believe our nation could soon collapse, what are you planning for? Most of you are planning for the collapse, for Teotihuacan. the end of the world as we know it. But that's where it ends for you. That's as far as your mind will allow you to think and plan. And I understand you can only think as far as your means. I mean, it's all you can do to prepare for an economic collapse with a little societal collapse prepping thrown in. And some of you already feel like you're in a panicked game of catch up. So you can't even think about after. But what about after? What happens afterward? There has to be a rebuilding, because if patriots don't, someone else will. Like we pointed out last week, covering the communist socialist-backed Occupy movement, there are people out there planning a new society for America. You'll get assimilated into it if you're not proactive, like the Borg. But only resistance is not futile in this case. The changes are going on in the world, the changes that are going on are satanic. So now, more than ever, we need to be clinging to God. There needs to be a lot of us, and there needs to be a lot of us in a concentrated geographical area. Is that radical? Only if you really don't believe America's days are numbered. And I believe that it's very possible. These people I've told you about, patriots, Christians, people who know history and watch world events unfolding very closely, they're genuinely concerned. But here's two examples that show a major contrast. I have a close friend who's been following world events, and especially what's going on in the U.S., for a long time. He sees it all headed for what he believes is an imminent collapse. Who knows when? I mean, you can't put timelines on it. But there's no mistaking it. All this is designed to self-destruct. The United States, through its economic policies, its declining moral principles, its treasonous global-visioned leaders, is headed for an inevitable collapse. I introduced the American Redoubt concept to him, and you should have seen his face. Whoa, that's it. This is what we need. This is the only way we're going to have a chance. Now, he's talking about the American values, our liberties, and our American heritage. He says, this is long overdue. We should have started doing this years ago. This thing's really going to take off. Now, on a regular basis, he contacts me and gives me feedback and support, and we talk about the American Redoubt, among other things, four-wheel drives and guns and kids and stuff like that. But he's completely on board with it. Now, I have another friend. Or should I say, I had another friend. Now, this guy is the one who introduced me to Rawls's book, Patriots. He'd been a good friend for many years, and we've just about everything in common. He was all on fire about the coming collapse, and we need to prepare for it. Food, guns. And I thought, wow, this guy's pretty radical about this. But he's right, and I could see a potential collapse coming. Well, about 7 or 8 months ago, after reading Rawls's article on the American Redoubt, I was brainstorming on the Radio Free Redoubt project, and I ran the idea by him. I mean, this guy's definitely going to be on board with this. He's a pretty forward-thinking guy. So I talked to him about it, about the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt, and he was really excited. He thought it was a great idea. Then I sent him a link to the Radio Free Redoubt blog, and he said he couldn't wait to take a look at it that night. I called him the next day, like he asked, and he didn't answer. I left a message. He didn't call back. I left two more messages over the next week. I sent him a couple of emails too. Nothing. This is a guy who emailed me pretty often, and we talked on the phone, but nothing. Over the next month, I probably left him 5 voicemails and at least 5 emails. He's never responded. In fact, I saw him at the county fair several weeks ago, and he acted like he didn't see me. It was just too radical. The American Redoubt concept. He couldn't wrap his mind around it, and I guess thought the whole thing was just over the top. That was before the first show ever aired. Now, since then, through the American Redoubt and the Radio Free Redoubt projects, I've developed some wonderful friendships. And I have listeners that I've really they've really become dear to me. I love this calling. I prayed about this whole thing so many times, and I still do. And I really feel the Lord called me to do this. I've asked him several times, if this whole thing is just a waste of time, if this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing, if this whole project's not even relevant, please let me know. If I'm crazy or if I've lost it, please save me, redeem me. But it keeps growing. Slowly, but it keeps growing. I mean, growth doesn't necessarily mean anything. Cults grow. Now, I'm scared to death of doing something that contradicts the doctrine of the Bible. I have to stay true to my convictions, to the Word of God, and to the vision that I believe the Lord gave me. I mean, not a vision like a prophet, but I mean this calling he's put on my heart. With this Radio Free Redoubt project, well, I really need your prayers as listeners. Now, if you don't really believe the United States as an intact nation the way it is today is headed for a collapse, then two things. First, stop saying it. If you don't really think it's going to happen, quit saying that it's going to happen. Secondly, if you haven't been saying it, then how do you really reason through everything happening in the world and in our country and still see America staying the same? Is it because it's so monumental that you just can't bring yourself to believe it? That it can't happen to us? That we're too big and powerful to fail? Then I ask you to just look at what's going on around you in our country and in the world. With everything going on, ask yourself how this is all going to play out. You think that we'll just start working our way out of this slump and slowly return to normal? Nations are crumbling around the world right now. I have to admit, if I had never heard of the American Redoubt or Radio Free Redoubt and someone sent me a link, I probably wouldn't know what to think at first. I'd probably think it was pretty radical, maybe a little crazy at first. Then, it's one of those things when you actually start to think about it, this actually makes sense. Then you think about it some more. Then, the way our country's headed, what choice do we have? What is the alternative? First, none of this is going to seem sane if you think America will last forever. But we've talked about this before in previous shows. Every empire has fallen. Every one. There are no exceptions. The only one thing that they all had in common was that they all thought they would be the exception. And there are signs and indicators to watch for. And those indicators can tell a reasonable person that a predictable outcome is about to follow. History doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. I mean, not every empire is a carbon copy of the others. And the way they fall aren't completely identical. But when they come down, there are common thread indicators to watch for. And once it starts, it happens very quickly, stunning the onlooker to disbelief every time. Everyone has the solution. Get back to the Constitution. Elect moral leaders. Balance the budget. Stop spending more than we're making. Turn back to God as a nation. We know what to do, but we won't do it. Like a fat person that wants to keep eating sugar and fat and lots of it, but they want so badly to be fit and trim. They don't want to stop eating, though. They don't want to exercise, so they take a pill. They try a fad diet, but they'll buy the 5-minute abs DVD and do the program the first couple of days, but that's it. And then they won't exercise and won't stop eating. And then the consequences come. A heart attack, diabetes, or something else happens. And one day they fall before their time. Because even though they knew what the solution was, they wouldn't do it. All those suggestions on how to turn our country around are great. But what if we don't follow those suggestions? What if what we needed to do to save our country should have been done 10 or 15 years ago? And what if we've gone so far that the fall of our empire is now inevitable. One of the main obstacles to the American Redoubt movement and to the mission of Radio Free Redoubt is that God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots refuse to hear the message because they're so focused on saving America. They want to restore the republic to how it was a couple of generations ago. And I applaud them. It's honorable. And it's what patriots should be doing, especially if there's no alternative. But it's like pushing against a bulldozer. It just keeps coming despite your efforts. Remember in the movie The Titanic when the ship's crew shut the iron gates across the stairwells to keep all the peasants, the commoners, from getting up on deck? So there'd be enough life rafts for everyone up on deck? It's like someone turning to them and saying, "No, I refuse to believe this ship is going to sink. Don't accept it. Everyone join me. Grab a bucket. Start bailing." You see what's happening in the news. The elites in the upper deck are positioning themselves with their own life rafts. They are bilking billions of dollars and repositioning themselves and their assets. They're content to let you have your little bucket because it keeps you preoccupied. It might be time for you to start thinking about getting on a life raft of like-minded Americans and climb aboard the American Redoubt, or start preparing your own life raft in the form of another redoubt in your part of the country if you absolutely cannot make it to the American Redoubt. Don't believe our nation is headed for a collapse on a lethal scale? Look at the Soviet Union. A lot of people like to say America's headed the way of the Roman Empire. Well, there's truth in that to some degree. But in my estimation, we're actually more like the beginning and the end of the Soviet Union. We're ushering in communism, repackaged, of course. But it's going to lead to our breakup, like when the Soviet Union fragmented into several smaller nation states. Check out the videos and resources I've posted on the highlights and resources page for today's show. I don't have time to break all of them down. Maybe sometime in the future we'll do that. And I don't necessarily agree with every aspect of every one of these people's opinions or analyses, but there are some real telltale signs that we're, like one analyst said, we're on the same trajectory as the Soviet Union just before it collapsed. There are some amazing similarities, but as some analysts pointed out, the effects on America and Americans will be much, much more devastating and pronounced, magnified. And you see that in that in the highlights and resources posting. One of those will take you to a PowerPoint presentation, and it contrasts, it puts the Soviet Union and the United States side by side and shows the similarities and the differences, explains why the effects are going to be so much more magnified in the United States than it was in the Soviet Union. Well, I'm going to wrap things up when we come back and talk about the timing of the American Redoubt. This is John Jacob Schmidt at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we...
Don't forget to check out the videos page, found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage, as well as issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the video so they can continue keeping us informed.
Radio Free Redoubt is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com.
That song is titled War Machine off Jordan Page's latest CD titled Liberty. I love electric guitars. Gets you going, doesn't it? Hey, I like classical stuff too. Actually, I don't really listen to music that much anymore at all. Anyway, I mostly listen to talk radio, 107.9, Moody Radio. I love those guys, Moody Radio Northwest. We got a whole bunch of radio stations that I love to listen to. It's over on the left side, about three quarters of the way down the blog. Things that we recommend. Things really been a blessing to me. Now, we've talked a little about the trepidation that some of you out there might have when it comes to the whole Radio Free Redoubt project and even just the American Redoubt. But really, the more you think about it and the situation we're in as a nation, it really, really starts to make sense. Some people think, well, I'm just not sure this American Redoubt thing would actually work. Well, you might be right. But what's the alternative? Huh? That's a question. The alternative is to do nothing. What's that scripture say? The wise see danger and take refuge, but the fool just keeps going on in his simple little way and suffers for it. That's in Proverbs. I have to look that up again. If you have wisdom, then you know you need to take refuge. If you lack wisdom, then pray and ask God for it, and he'll give it to you. Okay, the other thing is timing. Usually a couple reactions there. One, like my good friend said, this is long overdue. This should have been started 3 to 5 years ago. It might be too late. Well, 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, this message would have fallen on deaf ears. I mean, there were a lot of preppers out there even 5 years ago, but the American Redoubt? Nah. People weren't ready for it then. It would have sputtered along for a little while and then died. Except for about maybe 3 or 4 people. There's always those. But reality wasn't sinking in for most people about the danger we're in as a country. I wasn't ready for it. My mind wouldn't have grabbed it. No. Besides, the we waited too long group, there's those who still aren't ready for it. In fact, I believe the American Redoubt is ahead of its time in some ways. And Radio Free Redoubt is ahead of its time in a lot of ways. It is radical. I mean that in a good way. I mean, it's pretty extreme. It's even in the whole Patriot movement, even in the prepper movement. Tea Partiers, when they first see Radio Free Redoubt, they take a step back and go, whoa, what's that? I don't know what to think about that. But what Radio Free Redoubt is the logical conclusion to what patriots in the Patriot movement already see as America's future. They see danger and a threat from socialists, communists, globalists, and God-haters, all who are committed to the destruction of America and Americanism. We're not there yet. We're still standing as a nation, but just like a boxer who's still on his feet, but he keeps taking those punches, blow after blow, then you can see it, can't you? The look on his face, his posture, his hands start to drop, his shoulders start to slump, he starts to stumble, and everyone says, whoop, there he goes, he's going down. Right now is the time to build the momentum and to build the American Redoubt movement. Because just now, in the last year, patriots, or just now, are patriots ready to consider a redoubt concept? Some still aren't ready to accept it. But we have to be in place to start building the infrastructure. We have to start positioning ourselves now. And that's happening. Community leaders are looking at the concept. And I mean true American patriots who love liberty and the Lord. These people are starting to ask themselves, what happens after? What will our country look like after all this plays out? How will we be proactive and start planning? How can we do that now to preserve American values and our heritage when all this collapses? I can't get into names, titles, or positions, but our leaders in the communities are taking a serious look, some of them, at the American Redoubt movement as a viable platform for our survival plan as patriots. Radio Free Redoubt is positioned to advance that movement. We started by putting the CH3 program in place. So patriots, preppers, redoubters have a way of contacting other like-minded people in a collapse. Then we put AMRON together, the program for linking radio operators inside and outside the American redoubt, so we can organize and share information and intelligence, news updates, and for coordination of efforts designed to link communities and key players in the American redoubt movement. Did we wait too long? Yep. Are we ahead of our time? Yep. Because most patriots aren't ready to accept an American redoubt concept, or they don't want to concede that things have gone that far, or they're that far gone. Both are correct. We would have been farther along, yes, if we'd started 3 or 5 years ago, but it wasn't the right time. And now, as many, many more are waking up to what's going on, we'll keep seeing an increasing interest and a momentum building in the American Redoubt movement. The timing for the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt is perfect. There has to be an awakening. And that happens at different times for different people. But we're seeing that. It's happening. One thing, though, before we bring the show to a close this evening, one listener said they shared Radio Free Readout with a like-minded friend and said they asked their friend, well, what do you think? And the guy said, well, I don't know. It just seems like they're preparing for civil war. Now, what the guy was talking about was James Rawls' American Readout article explaining his reasons for not including the Dakotas because of the open plains being really difficult to defend against a military force. Well, Rawls is right. But to set the record straight, we're not talking about trying to foment a civil war. That's the last thing anyone wants. Trust me on that. We just want to have a safe haven and refuge where American patriots can congregate together for mutual aid and support and security in the event of a major collapse. And who knows, in that scenario, who could get their hands on military hardware? Look, here's the thing. If you just listen to one single broadcast on Radio Free Redoubt, or just read one or two articles, you're not going to have the American Redoubt concept in its proper context at all. I recommend you go back and listen to the previous broadcasts. That's for all of you, so you have the right context and you fully understand what the American Redoubt is all about. If you've been listening to Radio Free Redoubt for a while and you have not gone back to show one all the way through or downloaded them, you don't have things in their full context. You're going to be missing lots of key information about the mindset and the mission of the American Redoubt and Radio Free Redoubt. If you really believe our country's in danger of a collapse and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, you can't not support the American Redoubt movement. If you don't, then you don't fully understand the purpose and intent of the thousands of redoubters across the mountain states and across the country. Redoubters who are here or are on their way here or getting ready to hunker down where they're at and preparing to form their own redoubts. I just have to stop right there and say something. This is not a message of despair and doom and gloom. It's a message of hope. We have nothing to do with what's happening in our country to bring it down. We're just telling you what's happening. The guy who gets on the intercom and says the ship is sinking isn't a fearmonger. And he's not making the ship sink because he said it was so. He's pointing out a problem, and then he provides a message of hope when he tells you exactly where to go to board the life raft when he says, there is a way out. There's a place of refuge for you where you can have the best chances of surviving. Is he extreme? Probably. The guy on the intercom probably does sound extreme, especially if you're still not convinced the ship is actually gonna sink. But as you wake up to the fact and the realization hits, the American Redoubt will be there waiting for you. And we won't mock you for taking so long. I just pray that you can make it in time. You know what despair is? It's being faced with an overwhelming danger with no hope, no refuge, no place to go, and no way out. Caught in the middle of a forest fire on all sides with no lake to jump into. The American Redoubt is a message of hope. Doom and gloom is having your nation collapse and you have no plan, knowing there's no alternative than to just get swallowed up by the machine. The Jews that were hunted in World War II Europe, who were taken in by their non-Jewish countrymen, that gave them hope. They had refuge. There was a way out. If you were on top of the World Trade Center on 9/11, you were faced with despair. But if you had a parachute, that would give you hope. There is a way out. There's an answer. It doesn't change the fact that you're in a dangerous situation. It gives you a way out. A solution. Hope. That's what the American Redoubt is. Lord willing, and only with his help and his provision. And the mission of Radio Free Redoubt is to spread the message of hope, to point people to the life raft, to point you to the lake in the middle of the forest fire. I strongly recommend you go back and listen to all of the previous broadcasts. Then all this will make sense. For those of you who are holding back, I want to urge you to join the American Redoubt Network, so you can let others in your community know you are in their neck of the woods. And if you feel the calling, we want to encourage you to join the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. By the way, go and check out our new forum. Those of you who have joined the network, we have listeners posting comments and asking for feedback on different issues. So get over there and join the discussions and contribute when you get the chance. I know a lot of you guys have a ton of knowledge. This whole thing's just starting, but we want to start connecting Redoubters. One of the missions of Radio Free Redoubt is to connect people in the American Redoubt. This is just one of those ways. All right, after the show tonight, we're going to play the last 25 minutes from Chapter 1 from Ann Coulter's book, Treason. Then right after that, we're going to re-air the show you just heard in case you missed any of it. And don't forget to download all of our previous broadcasts from the Podbean site so you can listen to those on the go and share Radio Free Redoubt with your like-minded friends and family. I want to give you a scripture to meditate on this week, especially because of the topic that we've been covering tonight. And it's from Job, chapter 5, verses 20 through 21, which says, "In famine, he will ransom you from death, and in battle, from the stroke of the sword. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue and need not fear when destruction comes." Let that sink in. May the Lord richly bless you this week. Don't forget that the ultimate redoubt is our Lord, Christ Jesus. He's the true refuge and safe haven. If you lose sight of that, then all your other plans won't matter. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to the Week 19 One-Niner broadcast on Radio Free Redoubt. Good night.